The teacher says, "Where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" Mark 14:14. The Last Supper was eaten in a room provided by a servant of God who wasn't known to Christ's disciples. You'd think surely there must have been someone in Jerusalem who was sympathetic to the mission of Christ, who could have opened up his home. But as far as we can know, this was not so. Apparently, Christ's supernatural power inspired a stranger to provide the room. It's the same today. Christ isn't received unless supernatural power changes hearts. Every door is open enough to the god of this world, Satan, but Jesus had to clear a way for himself, or lodge in the streets. The landlord readily showed the disciples the upper room, furnished and prepared. It's the same today. Only those God has prepared receive Christ. When the gospel is presented, most bar their door. And this is how we know the ones chosen for salvation. Christ said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." Revelation 3:20. When the gospel comes to most, they fight against it and will not have it. But when they receive and persevere in it, this is a sure indication that there is a secret work going on in the soul, and that God has chosen them unto eternal life. Are you willing, dear reader, to receive Christ? Then there's no difficulty in the way. Christ will be your guest. His own power is working with you, making you willing. What an honor to entertain the Son of God. The universe can't contain him, and yet he lowers himself to dwell in hearts. We're not worthy that he should come under our roof, but what an unspeakable privilege when he does so.